In this demo, you'll see how to configure auditing for Azure SQL Database. So here in the portal, we're looking at my Azure SQL Database, and down in the left under Security, I can select the Auditing tab. Now, this is where I would go if I want to enable auditing on just this database. However, if I want to enable it on all of the databases for the server, I can go ahead and click View Server Settings. From here, I can turn auditing on, and I can select a few options. For example, you can see I've connected it to a storage account, and I can even select the retention for how long I want to keep that data from the audits around. And in this case, I've selected 7, but I could put 0 if I want to just keep collecting the audit data forever. Now, if I go back to here, I can also do something like enable log analytics. This is going to allow me to look at the audit logs and even get something like a log analytics dashboard related to security, which you'll see in a future exercise. But in order to configure this, I basically have to select or create a log analytics workspace. And for this one, I went ahead and created one, AWS server, basically the name of the server followed by LA for log analytics. And I just go ahead and select save. Now, if I go back to the database, what I'm going to see is that even though auditing is turned off for this database, auditing at the server level is enabled. So what this little info blurb tells you is that basically, if you have auditing enabled on the server, it's going to be enabled for all of the databases in that logical server. You can additionally turn on auditing for this specific database. So maybe for this database, you want to leverage Event Hub only and not storage and log analytics, or you want to separate those work streams. But if you enable it on the server, it's automatically going to apply to all the databases in that server. So that was a quick demo to show you how to get set up with Azure SQL Database auditing. And we hope you stay tuned for the next video.